So be ready. All right, we'll be back in Ruth chapter 3, starting in Ruth chapter 3. Make sure. As I read over this, and it's like, how can I combine this? There's a lot in here, some things I want to cover. But we're just going to see how the Lord works and go from there. Ruth chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Here, Ruth has come back and she's been in the harvest for the harvesting with wheat and barley. Supply for her and her mother-in-law. But in chapter 3 here, verse 1, and Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that I may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz our kindred, and whose maidens thou wast behold, he wintereth barley tonight in the threshing hole. Wash thyself, therefore, anoint thee, put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall come, and it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do." So here Naomi is still concerned about her daughter-in-law that has come and been working to supply for them. She left her family. I like the way Naomi put it, she left her gods. And Ruth said, I want to be with your God. I want to follow your God. And also, they've went, she's harvested, she's been through the harvest, and she tells, basically she said, "I got to find you a husband to take care of you." So she tells Ruth to go to Boaz, go at night, and just lay down at his feet. And in verse 6, and she went down into the floor and did according, no, verse 5, I missed a verse. And she said unto her, "All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." This is Ruth talking. And she went down into the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drank, and his heart was merry, he went and lay down at the end of a heap of corn, and she came softly and covered his feet and lay down. So here's Ruth is doing exactly what Naomi had said to do. And Boaz has no idea she's there. And in verse 8, and it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman laid at his feet. That would be kind of shocking. I mean, I don't like my feet messed with at all, but to have somebody laying there would be. And then he's out in the middle of the field on top of that. So, and in verse 9, and he said, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy shirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than in the beginning, insomuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. I think in here, Boaz recognizes who she is, and he says, you're not chasing after any other man. You're not trying to find a husband. You're just taking care of your mother-in-law. I think it's neat what he had to say to her here. And in verse 11, and now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kin, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. I like what Boaz said about her. It's been some time since her and Naomi have came back. But the whole city knew that Ruth was a virtuous woman. And I think about how that Proverbs 31 has a virtuous woman is there. And that is actually written way after this. I think that's kind of neat that he's recognizing her as what she is. She's not, and she just didn't come and go running around. She did what needed to be done. And when you do what the